You're listening to Radio Noon. It's 22 minutes before 2 o'clock. We're discussing the issue of Tibet and whether or not Canada should be doing more to help Tibet. My next guest is Charles Burton, a professor of political science at Brock University. He specializes in China. He also worked for several years as a counselor in economic and political affairs for the Canadian Embassy in Beijing. We've reached him in St. Catharines, Ontario. Professor Burton, hello.
Hi, Nancy, and hi, Sam. It's nice to hear your voice.
Oh, good to talk with you, Charles.
Professor Burton, do you think Canada should do more to support Tibet?
Yes, I do think that we should do more to support the Tibetan people and to support what the Dalai Lama thinks are priorities in terms of Tibet's development. And he's isolated three, which is the preservation of Tibetan culture and the continuance of the Buddhist religion and protection of the environment. He isn't calling for a government separate from that of China. I think he wants more autonomy for Tibetans to determine the nature of what goes on in Tibet, and he talks about living in peace with the Chinese brothers. And I think that there are things that Canada can do to try and assist in these goals, and part of it would be through our development program, which we could use to try and assist Tibetans to gain the skills so that they can participate better in the political system there. You know, if you had more middle class Tibetans with a consciousness of rights, then probably there'd be a greater possibility that Tibetans could better articulate what they want and form a more effective political group inside China. Presently, Tibetans in Tibet are largely passive, and I think part of it is because they don't really understand about politics, and they know that the things are not going well, but they don't really know what to do about it. So I think it's a question of doing what we can to empower Tibetans inside Tibet.
It's my understanding, looking at the Tibetan point of view here, that there is an increasing number of Chinese people who are being settled in Tibet, and the Tibetans are becoming a minority. I don't know whether there's any racial difference at all between the two or whether that's significant, but that the original Tibetans are becoming a minority, and that because there's such an influx of people that the environment is degrading, and that there's a lot of deforestation and so on. Is that your understanding, or is that propaganda?
No, I think it's true, and certainly they're currently constructing a railway between the province of Sichuan and Tibet, which will be opening up in a couple of years. The railway station in Lhasa is well under construction, and this will facilitate more Han Chinese coming into Tibet for business purposes. And I think the problem that exists there is that Tibet is modernizing, but the people that are in the, you know, managing the factories and owning the shopping centers and engaging in the large-scale capitalist enterprises are not ethnic Tibetans. And so the Tibetans are an underclass in Tibet, and the people that have influence, power, and money are the Chinese. And this is certainly a cause for concern. I was out in Tibet as part of the Canada-China government-to-government human rights dialogue, and at that time we raised this question that it seemed that the Tibetans were the economic underclass, and, you know, we got a very emotional response that we shouldn't talk about race, and, you know, how dare we bring up such a thing. But, I mean, the fact is that is what's going on, and so I think that it is a concern for Canadians, because we do have an idea of fairness, and we do believe that people of different backgrounds should be given an equal opportunity to be able to get ahead. And so when you see a structural problem like this, you know, it's a cause for concern.
Charles Burton, thanks so much for joining us today. We really do appreciate it. That's Charles Burton, a professor in political science at Brock University. Quickly, Sam Newmoff, any comments?
Well, it's always good to hear an old friend, even though it's via this transmission mechanism. I think it's a bit dangerous to try to export the notion of rights. I mean, we're seeing very stumbling attempts at doing this in other